What can I do for you today?
Coach, have you ever seen somebody transfer a change of position the way Bennett Jackson has from corner to safety and handle it as well as he has?
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
you've seen
it happens. It happens, sure. Guys get change of position, whether it be somewhere in the college ranks or even as they come into the pro game. And, you know, he's progressing, and we'll hope he continues to because it's early and there's a lot to go.
The guys that do it successfully, do you notice a commonality with those guys that allows them?
Well, basically, they have an awareness of the big picture, how to play, you know, what the game is all about. And because they've been in the secondary, you know, they listen, they see, they listen to corrections. So whether you're a corner or a safety and you're playing a specific coverage and you listen over and over again to what the important ingredients are to play the coverage well and then the corrections, you know, he's a smart kid. And so he's, I'm sure, adapted some of that, although he may not put his finger on it like I'm saying it. But, you know, there is the commonality, I think, is you're a player. You're a football player.
Tom, how bad is the Flowers?
He doesn't seem to be bad. You know, he had some, it's a hip flexor issue, and, you know, this morning he was sore, but by the time I caught him in a meeting room, he was doing this. So, you know, hopefully it's just a short amount of time.
Is it something that happened during the practice yesterday? Or?
No, a couple days ago.
So he kind of played through it for a little bit?
He tried to, yeah.
What have you seen of Robert Ayers, and can he be that dynamic?
Robert's played well. He's been a really good soldier. He's been a good teammate. He's grabbed guys and talked to them, whether it be in the meeting rooms or out here. He's worked hard, you know, so I've seen nothing but good things out of him.
Shockey Brown looked like he walked up.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I'm not sure what it is. They said something about a foot and possibly a shoe issue or something. Hopefully that's it, you know. He's been doing pretty well. He's been flashing a lot, and like to see him stay with it. He's very motivated.
Tom, you talk about Hugh's versatility and what he brings.
Well, he's played left tackle in college. He came here and played right tackle. In the spring, we moved him to left guard, knowing full well that he would have to move around. So we thought today would be a good day, put him at left tackle. Schwartz came back out, so you had Schwartz out there. You had John Jerry out there so that you could do a little something with the right side as well. So. His versatility, he's a smart player, it's helpful.
I know he's only a rookie, but how vital is Flowers to your offense at this point? Because, you know, you obviously...
You're asking me that question? Jeez, oh my. Jordan, why do you ask me those kind of questions? Seriously. He's important. He's a first-round draft choice. The left tackle from last year, Toro Peck, he's out there trying to learn how to play. He's important. I swore I wasn't going to do that today either. But I started out by dropping this. I thought I would control myself after that.
I'll take a shot here.
You were good yesterday, too. You were the second guy.
Kennard, you're using him a lot as a pass rusher, it looks like, in this camp. Do you envision that as a second?
Well, I hope so. But he's playing linebacker, you know, and he's and there, you see the pressure packages. So
yeah.
You know, he comes in the packages.
Can he, you know, if you have to replace the sack total from JPP, is he going to add to that?
I hope so. I hope there's lots of guys that will add to it. Yeah, I hope that we develop more people that are effective as pass rushers, no matter where they come from. Secondary, linebacker, front.
The first skirmish seemed to be heated but quick.
That's the way they usually are. Yeah. Yeah, that's the way they usually are.
You have any problem with that one?
Or? Oh, yeah, I got a problem with all of them because they're out there swinging. And I've been hurt firsthand by a guy that broke his hand in a fight. And, in this day and age, you know, you think that in the old days they used to wrap it up and play with it. They don't do that anymore. So, yeah, I was upset about the fight and losing their temper and all that stuff. But the bottom line is you can't afford to do it. You can lose a guy.
Did you have to say something to them, or did they sort of self-regulate there?
I usually say something to everybody.
Gently, right? Nice.
However it comes out. You know, whatever. Sometimes not so gentle, but sometimes it is.
Coach Sherry this morning said that he spoke to JPP yesterday Have you yet still had a chance to talk to speak
no.
to him at all?
No.
Is that a little disappointing that you still haven't had a chance to talk to him?
Hey, as long as he's talking to Jerry or somebody in the building there, it looks like there's a chance that the communication thing will open up. And when that does, I'll end up on the phone with him, I'm sure.
How did Adam Jennings play?
You know, he had a good day yesterday. I'd say so-so today.
Why did you decide to go that without Flowers, go that way with Kuhn there and Geddes there?
Because Geddes played well yesterday, and we thought that this would give him a chance to further, if he was going to catch our eye, this would be a good way to do it against, normally against the ones.